it's almost always fatal. I don't get to tell people I'm going to cure you.
Dr. Lakshmi Nayak specializes in cancer of the brain. Her average patient lives for only a year and a half, which means that Nayak has to have end-of-life discussions with almost all of her patients.
It's not easy. It's also not something that you get used to. I don't think this is something that one can ever get used to.
Like most physicians, Dr. Nayak was never really trained how to have these conversations. So over the years, she's come up with her own set of best practices. Here's Sandra Ruland, a nurse who works with Dr. Nayak.
We sprinkle in information at every visit or around every corner about the implications of things that we see on the scan or deficits or side effects.
The goal is to give the patient a chance to make decisions about the time that's left and how to spend it in the most meaningful way.
There's so many things that you might want to take care of, you know, finances, putting your affairs in order, maybe speaking with people that you want to and haven't for a while, trips. There may be some graduation. But I have had people who asked me and I told them, you know, yeah, you should probably try to get this wedding done sooner.
My name is Linda Sim. I'm 27 years old. And Alan Chu was 28 when he passed. He was my boyfriend.
Alan Chu was one of Dr. Nayak's patients. It's been 5 months since Alan died. I'm speaking with Linda in the bedroom she and Alan shared in her parents' home. Alan's baseball caps are hanging on the wall. Behind the door are the last clothes he wore and the last bath towels he used. There are photos of him everywhere.
Waiting for the video to turn on.
Linda pulls out an old phone to show me a video of Alan singing to her.
That's when he was healthy.
Oh my God, so much memories together.
Yes, I am. I'm recording.
Alan went through multiple surgeries to remove a brain tumor. That was followed by radiation, chemotherapy, and then rehabilitation.
But he just kept declining. Within days, no time for anybody to, you know, wrap our head around what's going on here and how fast this is moving.
And so Nayak and her nurse Sandra Ruland had to do what they don't normally do. Deliver bad news without the chance to sprinkle it, as they would say, over several visits.
Dr. Nayak sat with us, held Alan's hand, and said, Alan, I'm sorry. The treatment didn't go well. You're very sick, and you don't have much time left. You probably have a few weeks. This is the first time that Alan heard that he was gonna go.
It was a shock to him. And a month is a short time. It's not enough time to, you know, come to terms with this.
When everybody left, I crawled into his hospital bed, lay right next to him. We were just cuddling. And he turned around in the hospital bed and said, I want to get married. I only have 2 weeks left. I was like, no, you don't. And then he took my hand. He said, Linda Sim, would you be my wife? I was like, yes. The chaplain married us in our room. I'm in sweat. He's in a hospital bed, getting married.
In sickness and in health, in sorrow and in joy, from this day forward.
Right on the spot. In sickness and in health, and death do us part.
To be your husband.
Thank you. And he had the biggest smile on his face. He's like, now you're my wife. It's like, yep, I'm your wife.
With the help of family and friends, Linda and Alan planned a wedding reception. Even Dr. Nyack and Nurse Sandra Ruland came.
And then that reception that they had, it was unbelievable.
Alan would be admitted to hospice the next morning.
Somehow, he had the capacity to do that, to simultaneously plan to go to the hospice house while having such a beautiful time with your new wife and your family.
When you're given a time frame, you have to make the best of it. That's what he said, let nature take its course and we're going to make the best of what we have left and be happy with it. He's the one who made the decision. Well, that's what he wants, that's what he's going to get.